You're a good pancake eater, Charles?
I like pancakes. They don't like me, though.
Sorry?
I tend to have this thing called celiac disease.
Oh, geez. Well,
so I have to make gluten-free pancakes when I do pancakes.
Okay. Last time we had some sort of other recipe from Charles, if I'm not mistaken. We got to.
Do you go with the real maple syrup or the fake glue stuff?
No, I get the real maple
That's
syrup.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, there you go, Bruce Van Dyke. 2-1 here now.
And I get that real maple syrup.
Look, I'll go either way, whatever's available there. I'll even save the packets from my McDonald's breakfast that I get occasionally. But the only problem is, here's the thing. Explain to me how I do this. Real maple syrup, if you read the bottle, it says refrigerate after opening.
Okay.
So then you're taking cold syrup and putting it on your hot pancakes.
Oh, no. You got to warm it up in the micro maybe for 5, 10 seconds.
So how much are you wasting pouring it into something to pour it into that? Or because every time you pour it into something, some of it still remains on the item that you lose it. Unless you're just heating up the bottle every time. And I don't know if that's a good thing to do.
No.
I keep mine in the refrigerator, real stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, but then you have
in
cold.
Kind of large mason jars, you know, and then I can just.
Why is that, though, Charles, given that it's just maple syrup? Why do we have to refrigerate it?
Well, if you ever looked at it, there's fungus that'll grow on the top.
Oh.
There's a little, just like on jelly once in a while, it will, if it hasn't been properly processed to the right temperature. There'll be fungi that'll grow on top. So you want to keep it refrigerated and the fungi don't grow.
And if we see a little fungi, should we toss it out? Is it bad stuff?
Yeah, that's up to you.
Yeah.
just wipe it off.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Wipe it off.
What?
Hide it.
Hide it.
It's not an all or nothing thing in this world. It's just that bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch of good. Didn't we sing that out?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm wondering about, Charles. If you got a little bit of problem up on top, you got a big jar, is there a problem at the bottom?
There could be. But,
it's just the personality of the people that you're asking that question.
But if you'd really ask a home economist.
Still applies to me. Doesn't matter.
If you'd ask a home economist, they would say, if in doubt, throw it out.
And if the whole piece of, if you can.
But I ain't going to throw it out.
And if you find the hair and pull the whole hair out, everything's fine after that as well. Speaking of hair, what is that on there? Should we start right with this thing? He's staring it in front of me.
Yes, I brought a little bottle along, not a maple syrup. But I could often put maple syrup in something like this.
When people said you brought a bottle along, they weren't thinking of maple syrup when you said that. But go ahead. It's a little tiny
specimen bottle that has an American dog tick in it.
He brought an American dog tick.
Just to remind people that the ticks are out already, and if you're out working in your garden, especially if there is. Tall grass and other brush around, you have a very good possibility of picking up ticks. And if your pets are out, they certainly will pick them up. And if your children are playing in those areas, they might get them too.
How big is this thing?
It's gigantic.
You told me it was a little brown dot.
Well, I kept looking is the overwintering adult that has made it through the winter.
Right.
And those will be mating now and will be laying eggs. And the eggs, when they hatch, the nymphs are very tiny. They're almost just very pinhead size. And so we do have to be careful and watch for these little creatures on our body.
And why do you have this?
Well, mainly because it was on me, and I actually found it in the laundry.
Yeah, but you have a label on it. I mean, you have this as like a show-and-tell thing.
You like show-and-tell things that I bring along.
When we have Jim Vandermark from Vandermark Jewelers, he usually pulls out some massive diamond ring. Now I bring you on the show, and you have a bottle with a tick inside.
He brings in ticks. Now, any idea like how you might have picked that up? You said, you pulled it off yourself. Were you in any unusual place, or is this just a backyard kind of thing?
No, I was out in the garden area where there was taller grass, and there was some brush nearby, and more than likely that's where I picked it up from. Normally in mowed areas, you do not find ticks unless you have deer working through the area a lot, because they will fall off from deer and other rodents that are out there. So that's certainly if you're observing deer in your neighborhood, you know, in your yard and things like that, there's always the possibility of ticks that may be there, but they're more prevalent in areas where there's tall grass, in other words, usually above 8 to 10 inches or so, and then there's, you know, like some brambles growing along the area and stuff like that.
So I have the impression from raiding some places, they like to climb up almost on the tall grass, and then they're up
there. Yeah, they're just kind of waiting for you to come along, and they got kind of hairy little legs, and they kind of just grab onto you.
Okay, so, and you gave me my tick card. I showed it to you. I still have it. You know, Craig, not only do I have the membership to the Earth Day Coalition and my Banana Splits Club, I now also have my Ohio State University Extension tick ID card.
Which means what?
It's a card that has all sorts of pictures of ticks so I can identify the tick that I might have.
Yes,
it's also probably good to removing the tick if it's stuck on you.
Right, yeah. And if it is stuck on you, it takes typically about 24 to 48 hours for possible infections to occur. And there are different diseases. Lyme disease, which we often think of as being a fairly very serious disease.
If I show this, they get pulled over. Will I get out of my tick ticket?
Well, no. Maybe if you show it to a watchmaker, he'll give you half the time.
Yeah, very good.
Only the talk and not the tick.
All right. We are talking with Charles Benke this morning about gardening. We'll get to some of the blue weeds I have in my yard coming up next. But first, here's Kim Komando.